And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Francic Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Connecticut dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Connecticut water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. And authorities in mid-Michigan are working to piece together the circumstances behind a tragic discovery down in Saginaw. Police say a 15-year-old boy was found dead inside a home on Ansley Street Sunday afternoon. Officers were called in to the residence just after 2 p.m., where first responders confirmed the teen had died at the scene. The Saginaw Police Department, along with detectives from the Michigan State Police Major Case Unit, have launched a joint investigation. And at this stage, officials have not released details about how or when the teen died. Investigators are calling the case a heartbreaking loss, and they are working urgently to determine what led to the teen's death. The victim's name has not been released as authorities continue notifying family members. Anyone with information is urged to contact Saginaw Police or submit tips anonymously through Crime Stoppers. And a serious motorcycle crash in Bay County is leaving one woman fighting for her life. And authorities say the collision happened Saturday evening around 6:30 p.m. along 7 Mile Road in Pinconning Township. Investigators report that two motorcycles were traveling north when one veered off the roadway. And as that bike returned to the pavement, it collided with the second motorcycle, sending both riders down. A 31-year-old woman who was operating one of the motorcycles remains in very critical condition at a local hospital, and the other rider suffered injuries described as non-life-threatening. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says early findings show no signs that alcohol, drugs, or excessive speed played a role, and the crash remains under investigation. And in local court news, Veronica Lee Krug found herself in the spotlight in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom. She was arraigned on a misdemeanor charge of disorderly person intoxicated, with a plea of not guilty entered on her behalf. It's the conditions of her release that are truly raising eyebrows. Krug was granted a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, meaning there was no cash up front, but it does have a list of strict rules. Beyond the usual prohibitions on alcohol and controlled substances and avoiding places where drinks are served, there is a particularly thorny detail. A no-contact order with Miss Kelly. The catch? They live in the same apartment complex. The judge's directive is clear. If they cross paths, they must steer clear. With attorney Christopher Hunter now on board, the clock is ticking. A plea cutoff hearing is already set for May 7th, 2026. And this case is shaping up to be a fascinating test of personal boundaries and legal mandates, all playing out in the confines of a shared living space. And from that same courtroom comes a story that carries very real consequences. Julianne Louise Kelly was charged with a misdemeanor as well for being a disorderly person intoxicated. She's pleaded not guilty. And it's got the same personal recognizance bond of $3,500. And they have imposed a mutual no-contact order with Krug, the other party involved. But it's not your typical no-contact order because they share a building. A complete physical separation wasn't practical. Instead, Judge Ferris has drawn a clear line. No talking, no calling, no social media messages, and absolutely no third parties reaching out on behalf. If Kelly sees Krug, she must immediately turn and go the other way. And adding to those stipulations, Kelly's forbidden from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances and must comply with pretrial services, which could include random drug and alcohol testing. Prosecutors have until April 15, 2026 to deliver a plea offer and all discovery, and the final in-person plea cutoff hearing is set for May 7, 2026 at 10:30 a.m. And we will be right back after this message from Francic Water Conditioning, our sponsor for the news this hour.
You look at the ingredients in your food, have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Kinetico dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Kinetico water systems are customizable for every situation, for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Fransec Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150. And see what Kinetico water system is right for you.
Fransec Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Kinetico water softeners use non-electric technology, ensuring there are no timers, computers, or other electrical components to repair or replace. That way, you will have soft water 24/7. Kinetico water softeners save you money by regenerating on demand, decreasing salt usage. We also feature Kinetico whole home dechlorination systems. So no matter your situation, you can ensure you're getting the best water possible. Call 800-848-5150 today to find what Kinetico system is the best fit for you.
And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. My name's Tate Cervantes, and I'm coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.